Welcome to the CONCACAF Connection, a football podcast where five friends take you through the ins, the outs, and everything in between of the beautiful game. If you like what you hear and you want to hear more, leave us a five-star rating. Follow us on TikTok at CONCACAFUS and on Instagram and Twitter at CConnectionPod. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you enjoy.
And then Daniel disappeared.
Dude, I was doing so well in golf today. We're playing a three-par course, nine holes.
I don't know what that means.
I mean, three strokes is to get par.
Ooh, okay.
Three strokes to get even. And I was doing...
He doesn't know what those strokes are.
I know what the strokes are.
Abdon, do you golf?
I used to.
Oh.
Can you teach me? I need to make sure my rich father-in-law...
Abdon, you mean I got that go game golfing.
It's been a long time since I've golfed. I need to practice hella.
We're not good.
No, I'm worse.
I don't know if you're worse than me. I'm bad.
Very bad. What are we talking about?
Golfing.
You.
Oh. I mean, I'm pretty bad at golf, so I can't even lift the ball up. So
damn.
Yeah, the first three rounds I was doing really well, and then on the fourth hole, I scuffed a shot, and after that, it went all downhill.
What the fuck's on the agenda for today?
There's not much to really talk about.
Yeah,
we talk about FA Cup action.
We have the FA Cup. We have Manchester United knocking out Liverpool. We've got the international break coming up. We've got wasn't there just a big upset? Didn't Fulham just beat somebody?
Tottenham beat
Spurs 3-0, almost 4-0.
Should have been 4-0.
Wish it was 4-0.
Man, you really they really live right there in your head, huh?
Yeah. Well, why don't we start there, Brandon? Why don't we start there? Why are you so sad about it? About 4-0 victory.
Sad about it?
Or 3-0 victory, yeah. Fulham. Or why are you so upset that it wasn't 4-0? I mean, I understand why you're upset.
I didn't watch the game. Why was
it Spurs? Fuck Spurs. That's why.
Well, he's all confident now that Eddie's not here.
I'd say the same thing.
Where's Daniel coming in with it, huh?
I don't ever hear from him. Not that he never does it, but I don't hear it as much as.
Oh my God.
I didn't do that on purpose. I'm trying to fix
the flash. I'm trying to fix
my camera. It's blurry. It's blurry.
I'm just saying that flash felt personal. Like it was so quick.
I forgot it was there.
It did feel a little personal.
Those old comedies where they flash it. Oops, ooh, my bad.
No, literally, that's what I thought he was doing. I was like, that felt a little personal.
I forgot it was there.
It was goated though. Yeah, I just think that Tottenham game. They just got, for lack of a better
term, this kind of
they got digged down.
They had a perfect opportunity to go above Villa, who also lost, right?
4-0 the Spurs.
No, they lost this weekend because they played two, didn't they? Oh, no, they almost lost. They drew against West Ham.
That's what it was, yeah.
Dude, if Villa had lost and Spurs had won, this would have been amazing for my prediction earlier at the beginning of the season, which is that Villa would fall off, which they already are. You're drawing to West Ham. West Ham now? Drawing to West Ham now is bad.
You lost West Ham.
Huh?
You lost to West Ham, didn't you?
Yeah, but I'm saying West Ham right now. Like West
Ham at this
current time in the Prem. Because when we lost to them, they were doing okay.
Yeah.
Obviously, we ended up beating them, 5-0?
Yes.
You're losing to that team? Or not losing, but drawing to that team? Villa, like I said, they... lost a step.
I think they're prioritizing probably Conference League.
That's fine. You can do that. But, I mean, I said they'd fall off, and they have.
Who's going to
win? Yeah, but when you said fall off, where did you think they were going to end up? 9th, 8th?
No, I didn't. I thought they'd end up like 5th or 6th.
That's still Champions League.
I guess 5th is still Champions League. But 5th is going to go to Spurs. And then 4th is going to be
United.
Probably
United.
Don't do that.
Fourth is gonna be Chelsea. Oh wait.
I mean, the United call is interesting.
The push for top 8 is on.
That's why I predicted us at the beginning of the season. We're there. But United's interesting though, because I feel like their form's really picked up recently.
Yeah, they might have turned a corner.
I can't believe Ten Hag's about to do it. It's about pulling Ange. Ole Gunnar Solskjaer.
It might have.
He's about to go on a 10-game win streak, beat some crazy, win some crazy games.
Dude, and while playing dross football.
They fucking better not.
And
there we are.
Speaking of United, did you guys see that Alex Ferguson is an ambassador at Frankfurt now?
Oh, really?
What?
He's like some kind of I can't remember what it was exactly. Okay, let me see if I can find it. But he has some kind of allegiance now with Frankfurt.
Well, I guess all the Frankfurt players are going to go to United now. Or I guess at this point, the other way around, because who the fuck wants to come to United?
Still a lot of people. People still see that club as I could be the person to bring it back to its glory days. Or he drives you crazy and then you get fined and banned for 4 years for doping like what's his face? Paul Pogba.
Pogba.
So what does it mean now with the coefficient? So it's top five for Champions League. It's the next two for Europa and what the next one for conference?
I would assume so. And I don't know if this rule still applies, but I do know. I think that if an English team wins, then that would technically push Champions League spots up. So then it would be six Champions League. But I don't know how true that is.
I don't know about all that. I think five is the max.
What about Europa? If Liverpool wins the Europa, does that push?
See, that's where it gets interesting, because then that's I don't know what would happen if they were to win that.
Because then you have Villa with the conference. No, they wouldn't add an extra for them winning the conference.
They could add an extra. They could add an extra conference league spot.
I'm looking right now. Give me a second.
Because they don't add an extra for City winning the Champions League.
Right. Or Arsenal. Hey, we're still in it. Technically, you have to say that Arsenal or City.
Tend to, overrate this team?
To be fair.
I'm not. I'm not. I'm just saying. You have to say, yourself, huh? Hey, Dortmund could win it. You never know.
To be fair,
he's not catching it.
To be fair,
I got it.
They just lost their best goal scorer to injury.
Who?
Harry Kane.
Oh.
And you guys have to play Bayern Munich, so a huge goal threat is.
I think he'll be back for the first leg, though.
You think?
I think so. From what I heard, it wasn't that big of an injury.
Is it in London first, or is it in Bayern first?
London first. Unfortunately, I really wanted it to be.
Hey, this could be a blessing, because if he doesn't come back, you guys have the better. As long as you guys don't lose at Munich, and you bring it back home,
that's a big ask to not lose there.
Hey, we did it.
We did it
last season. Actually, no, we tied last season, but we won 3-0 at home in the first leg. That's what it was.
We did it in 2012.
12 years ago, we did it.
Hey, and you guys did it too. You guys did it too. Yeah,
you can do it, man.
8 years ago? 12 years ago. When you guys won 1-0.
In the final.
You guys got fucking pummeled.
Well, it is Arsenal, though. They got digged down 4 years in a row.
No, but especially to Bayern Munich. It was 7-0?
Oh, you mean the first?
10-2 on aggregate.
Frank Lampard year?
10-2. That's what it was. 10-2. That's what it was. I remember they won. Y'all won 1-0 at home.
No, it was a 5-2, 5-2.
No, it's 5-1. 5-1 and 5-1.
10-2.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah, 10-2.
You might have been thinking about another Bayern.
Spurs or Bayern beat Spurs
7-1.
7? I think it was 7-2.
7-2. No, but
I thought there was a Champions League campaign where when you guys played them, you guys won 1-0. On one of the legs, and it was at home,
and then we got fucked.
Yeah,
away leg. That's what's gonna happen. We're probably gonna do fine. We won't lose the home leg, and then we'll get piped away.
I think if you, I think if Kane is out on the first leg, I think you might have a shot in the second leg.
Actually, JLA had a interesting take, which was that James Lauren Alcott James Lawrence.
Yeah, that guy. I don't rate him.
He's what?
He's friends with Rory. I'm not gonna rate someone that's friends with Rory.
Yeah, but he's better.
Yeah, than but Rory. We're friends with you, and you rate us, right?
He just logs out real quick. Just boop.
Wait. You just dissed yourself. What do you mean?
He's saying that you're just as, you know, you have
Rory. You're just as delusional as Rory is.
Yeah.
If no, not Rory's more. Rory's on another level.
Nah, you're on
Rory's his level. Bad. No, Rory's bad.
Well,
no.
Then you're a level just below him.
I don't give a fuck. As long as I'm not on Rory's level.
You're not too far away.
Mm-mm. Anyways, I rate JLA, and most of the footballing community does.
What was your point?
He said he doesn't think that it's gonna be the same thing because nobody in this Arsenal squad has those memories of being shit on by Bayern. Just the fans do. So he's like, only the fans are going to be nervous. The players aren't.
The manager might.
The players.
Arteta was there for that, but
the players are going to be nervous. I don't care who it is. I don't care what's the belief, the ideology, whatever. The first time you step in Allianz Arena in a
set. Yeah, in the Allianz,
but you got to step in the Allianz to win the leg. You're not going to just fucking just win 1-0 at Arsenal and then just think you're going to coast through it. Like you got to
who said that? Who said that? I didn't say that. I'm not saying.
I know, I'm just saying like just cuz you're unless you win some shit like 5-0 at the Emirates, you're going to come in and you're going to get pummeled at the Allianz.
You're probably right.
It just depends on how well you did at the Emirates. That's all I'm saying. Like
what? Well, I agree.
I don't know.
It's Champions League. It's the Champions League, though. I understand what you're saying with it being like the league form, Bayern not being very well. Like Bayern will step up for the Champions League. There are just teams that just naturally will kick it into another gear for the Champions League, and Bayern is one of them.
Right, but I also think that this is the first time in since what the last 6-7 appearances you guys have played against each other, that Arsenal arguably pound for pound has the better squad.
Yeah, it's just the less experienced squad.
That's
true. You gotta ask yourself, when does the lack of experience come into play? And I'm not saying lack of experience in the title race because they got the experience last season. But the Champions League and the title race are very different. One is a marathon that you gotta grind it out. The other one is literally a sprint that you have to just get sometimes lucky and just making it through one.
That's
leg.
True. That's true, but I also think that like Zinchenko has Champions League experience. I think, yeah, whether he's asked or not, he has Champions League experience. Jorginho's got Champions League experience. Rice has European
Jesus. Experience.
Not Champions League, but European. Jesus.
Kai Havertz
has won it. You know, like they've got a lot of people that have a lot of experience. So, I mean, I'm not saying that, you know, I don't think you're wrong. I think being experienced does play a factor in, but I also think this is the only way they're gonna get over that hurdle. They gotta do it.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I just think that even if they do get past Bayern, I don't know if they get past Madrid or City. Yeah. And I know they beat City at the Emirates earlier in the season. Okay, it was a deflected goal. Not giving anything, not taking anything away because it was still a win. Still got 3 points, but. City in the Champions League can either be the stupidest fucking team when Pep over tinkers or can be a juggernaut.
It's true.
Just depends on who you got out there. But I do think whoever comes out of this side of the bracket will win. This side is to me.
What if it's PSG versus Madrid in the final?
To watch Mbappe just like choke it to get Madrid the 15th.
Would he choke it or would he go off?
I don't know.
He'd go off, but PSG would let him down, just like France did in the World Cup.
You say he's going to hat trick and Real Madrid scores 4?
Basically.
And then he fucks off to Madrid. He's like, see y'all later, bitch.
He takes the shirt off, mid-celebration, jumps in with the crowd. Like with the
at squad. Halftime, he's like, one half for PSG, one half for Madrid.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine.
I wouldn't, that'd be crazy.
That would be amazing.
Man, well, It'll be interesting. Want to see Brandon's tears. I mean, I want to see go through it. And, you know, just.
I want to see Brandon and Daniel's tears.
Honestly, if we go out to Bayern, I'll be bummed for sure because I think they're vulnerable right now. But I'm not going to be mad about us making it to the quarterfinals.
See, I don't know if you should be bummed in the sense of, like, it's still an achievement that you haven't had to experience with Arsenal just yet. So I think just getting past, like, round of 16 is pretty fucking special.
Yeah.
Like, it kind of reminds me of, like, of the Frank Lampard season when we got to Bayern in the quarters and got destroyed. Kind of reminds me of that. Like, it was like, oh, yeah, whatever. I mean, we weren't very good, but they made a hell of a showing type of thing. That was my takes on it.
I think you do got a point, though, because when I think about it, like, we might criticize this Bayern team, but still has a lot of quality. And we've seen years on years because this Bayern team do have a lot of, like, experience winning different competitions, and we, you know, for a long time, remember Madrid during that three-peat they did, they weren't playing their absolute best game in, game out in the Champions League. So I get, yeah, Abdon does have a point because that could be a factor. They could just grind their way to a victory.
Yeah.
And apparently, I don't know how true this stat is. I don't remember the exact number of it, but there's some high percentage of teams that make it past the two legs if the second leg is at home. So Arsenal having the first leg at home puts them at a disadvantage from the get-go.
Yeah, because when you're at home, you know, or when the second leg is at home, you know what you got to do.
Yeah. And apparently this started once the away goal rule got scrapped.
Oh, God.
Like, it's been very skewed towards the second leg hosts coming out of that round.
Huh. I'm looking it up right now.
We might be fucked. Who do we think comes out of Atletico and Dortmund?
Atletico.
I'd say Dortmund.
Ooh. I wish it was Dortmund, but I have to go with Atletico.
I think Atletico makes it to the final on that side.
I just, if Simeone isn't stubborn with his tactics, I think it would be Atletico, but I just feel like since he's so stubborn about playing a defensive game,
yeah.
I think that really hinders what they can do up top, because that's what happened during the Inter game. I know they got a goal, but, like, dude, they were so boring to watch. Like, they were just going to take it to penalties, and then they won, but
yeah.
But dude, like, Griezmann's got that sauce, bro.
If, you know, like, if he can freely play, then yeah, I would say Atletico. But I think it just solely I think it just comes down to just preparation, and I think he just sets his team up too defensively.
Yeah, you're probably right. I don't know. I think the Inter game, they did sit back, but also Inter created a lot of chances that just they didn't capitalize on, and I think Inter themselves are to blame for that. You know, I think that they had a lot of midfielders. What's up?
Not to mention, what's his face in goal? Oblak.
Yeah. Oblak did come out big.
He came out huge in that game.
I'm talking about the sky penalty.
I know. I figured we'd talk about
that. Like, apart from that, he got two saves in the Champions League shootout. Like, that's huge.
And this is who you want at your club?
Why not?
No.
Take him. Please, take him.
Oh, come on. We're going to judge his whole season off of one penalty?
I know.
Literally every final, every big game, he chokes it away.
And listen.
Every single one.
Did he choke in the World Cup final?
Listen.
He wasn't playing in the World Cup
final. Exactly.
Haaland choked during the Champions League final, and they went on to win it. I'm okay if he chokes every one game.
I don't need it to choke the biggest game of the season.
You're right. I just need a striker that can actually score 20-plus goals every season.
Didn't you also say that penalty shootouts are a fluke?
They are fluky, but I want my striker to keep it in the goal. And if the goalkeeper saves it, then okay. Then
why does it matter?
One thing is a fluke if your goalkeeper guesses right and gets to it in a worldie. The other one is you sky it into row Z.
Yeah,
you know
it's, I mean? Dude, it's nerves.
That's not a fluke. That's not a fluke. That is literally lack of quality.
That cannot define him as a player.
Well, what about Messi?
Huh?
What about Messi? What about Messi when in, was it 2015 against Manchester City, where Joe Hart saved the penalty, and then he had an open goal, headed it wide. Was that a lack of quality?
One is a dead ball kick, and the other
one is it a lack of quality?
No, it is not the same thing.
You're right. You're right. The goalkeeper saved it, was out of goal. You had an open net, and you still
missed. Understand what you're saying. I'm just saying that, like, one thing is a dead ball situation where you have all the time to fucking put it where you want to. If you're a quality football player, I understand, like, you got every once in a while. But we have seen this time and time again out of Lautaro Martinez. This is not a one-time thing that he just skied it out of all of a sudden.
How many penalties have you seen him miss, then? How many times have you seen him?
I'm not talking about necessarily just penalties in general. I'm just talking about just his lack of quality in big, important games is starting to become very apparent the more he plays in big, important games.
Games?
Huh?
Which games?
World Cup final.
He didn't play, apparently. You just said that. So which other games?
If this man cannot beat out Julian Alvarez, then I'm sorry.
You've said
I really like Julian Alvarez.
I know. So then it's fine then. So what other games has he let you down in?
Champions League final last season.
Mm-hmm. None of the entering team did well. Who else?
The starting striker should be do something for you though.
I'm just asking.
I'm sorry. I don't watch Inter every fucking time. Just
so then, how are you going to criticize a player off one penalty when you don't watch
him? I criticize him off of the work of his career.
No, you're criticizing him off of moments.
I am not going to remember specific moments of specific games. I'm talking about.
So then, how can you sit there and criticize and your argument be, he let you down big games, but I don't watch enough big games to know he let you down. I just see these highlights.
I don't remember every single big game. I can't tell you a specific year. Yeah, Barcelona this fucking year. That's when he fucked up. Like, I'm just saying that the big games that I've seen him play in, he has sucked.
And you've seen two games.
No, I've seen more than two games for Inter.
So then why can't you remember?
I just can't remember. I can't.
Yeah, you have a very strong opinion of Lautaro Martinez, but you can't remember more than two games.
I can't remember a specific. I can barely remember games last season for Chelsea. Let alone Inter. I'm sorry.
I
have no problem with you not rating Lautaro Martinez. Problem with that.
I'm sorry I didn't do my homework and have it all back.
It's not that. It's just if you can't remember moments and you go.
I remember them in my head. I just can't remember them. I can remember them in my head. I can't remember the specific team that they were against in the specific year. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. It's like we've seen him in the last two seasons. We've seen him in this big game and in a Champions League final. This big game, he hit the post, created a bunch of opportunities, missed the penalty. Okay. In the Champions League final, that Inter team, we're honestly very lucky to have it end 1-0. So that's why I'm like, I can't really criticize him on those two moments. I'm not going to criticize him because I also think we've seen enough players, like quality players that take penalties, miss it. We've seen Sergio Ramos, we've seen Lionel Messi miss a bunch of penalties. We've seen, we saw Haaland, who's the best goal scorer right now, miss an open like net against Manchester United a couple weeks ago. I'm not going to judge it based on that one moment. Now, you have that criticism you have is right. He needs to step up in big games. I'm not going to disagree with you there. But to like be like, no, every game, I'm like, come on.
I'm not saying every game. I'm saying every big game.
I know, but we've only seen two, and that's why I'm like, that's kind of
harsh. All I'm saying is like he could be good over a whole season with inconspicuous games in games that just matter at the end of the line, but not in the moment. Is what I'm saying.
Yeah, he's not your clutch player.
He's not a clutch player.
But you don't need him to be a clutch player.
Inter need him to be a clutch player.
Well, Inter need a lot of things. So I mean,
we need a clutch player.
Well, we got Sterling, right? He scores big games. He's a big game player.
Did you just watch him in the Leicester game?
Yeah, I know. I said he's a big game player, not a good.
That was a big game game.
I mean, it's a championship team. We should have been winning.
It was a quarterfinal though.
It's a championship team.
And he couldn't do anything good against a championship team.
Well, I mean, I guess it wasn't a big game.